the day, they didn't play the radio. They didn't have stereos. They certainly didn't have the ease of access to music sure. that we have now.
I mean,
we can hear anything.
The moment it pops into your head.
The moment it pops into our head, we can hear it. We can read the lyrics. We can know when it was done, mm-hmm. who did it, all the information about it. And pretty much it's free. I mean, if you have Apple Music or Spotify, you're paying a monthly fee. But
you can be walking with your little earbuds in and you can just say, hey, Siri, skip this song. And even that happens if there's one you don't want to hear. Right. So,
Or you could say, you know, I sure would love to hear that song Downtown by Petula Clark. Which was a great song.
It was.
Yeah. I listened to it the other day.
You're kidding.
Three or four times. And I forgot I'd heard it. No.
So I had to listen to it
again. I had to listen to it three times. No, I just wanted to hear the words really well. And I didn't want to read them. Right. I wanted to hear her sing the words. And so I listened to the song a couple times in a row. And what a great song. Music and lyrics.
What's the emotion?
The emotion for me...
In that song, in that particular song.
It's a little melancholy, but it's also a little happy. Uh-huh.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
The moment it pops, it's a little melancholy, but it's also a little happy.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3486 of the FO for Wednesday, the 16th of June. 2021, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and I've got some voice letters, Big Fatty. Hello, arrivers. Big Fatty, is that what the enormous voice were talking about when it popped? No. Well, maybe. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Yo, you're arrivers today because y'all later this afternoon, the nip is arriving here in Fat Acres. He'll be staying here at the villa. We're gonna have cocktails and some little ham biscuits with some of our friends that we knew back at the coal mine, and we've known them for years and years. Y'all will be their first visit to the villa, even though they live 20 minutes away. And y'all, then we're gonna go and have supper together, and y'all, then on Friday, that's gonna be on Thursday. On Friday, we're going to, what are we gonna do? We are going to have lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, Big Fatty, the Nip loves toast. Well, I don't know he likes toast for brufkas, but I don't know about Big Fatty, he'll eat it. But anyway, we're going to do that, and y'all, I've decided that we are going to do Friday at Fatty's, and the Nip's going to be a part of it, and y'all, I think we're going to do the Swig and Swine barbecue buffet and see how that goes over. So, it'll be nice. It will be nice. And Big Fatty's got to go get some wine, too. Y'all about out of wine. but anyway, so that's the Nip's visit here to Fat Acres. Big Fatty, you're going to tell us all about it again tomorrow? Probably so. But y'all, before I tell you about what happened on two, I say Tuesday, y'all. Let's do this.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Yeah, I guess y'all today, the 16th of June, y'all, it's a very important anniversarium. I've only met half of this couple. But I've met the half I've met, y'all. He's been to the Pride 48 in Las Vegas. He's been to the Pride 48 in Nolens. Y'all, he's been to the Villa, and he's been to the Metropolis Entertainment Complex. Y'all, I am talking about the one and only smoking hot Joe Zubia. Big Fatty, we love Joe Zubia. And his husband, Big Fatty, we've never met his. We haven't. But y'all, this is their. You know, Joe Zubia is kind of like that archer. He has an official, a legal anniversarium, and then he has another one. So y'all, today is the legal one, and then he has another one sometime like the 9th of September or something like that. So y'all, if you see Joe Zubia on the 20 or the Faceways, wish him a happy anniversarium and Big Fatty, maybe some humpity bumpity.
Happy, 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 happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Happy birthday. Yeah, I guess y'all today is also, we have two, not one, but two, I say, two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all met this person out there in Lost Wages. Y'all came a couple of years to the Pride 48 out there, if I remember correctly. And y'all used to do the, it's all about meh. It's all about meh. A little show. He's out there, y'all, and they've got some kind of some sort of gift shop for some program. I don't remember the name of it. It was the one where I think it was the meth lab and all that kind of stuff. I don't remember. But you know, I'm sure there are people screaming, y'all. I'm talking about the one and only Ed Candelabra. Big Fatty, we love Ed Candelabra. And y'all, then our other celebration of exiting the birth canal today, y'all. She is just one of the nicest people that you'll ever meet. Always has a smile on her face. Always willing to lend a helping hand, y'all. She I think she's been to all the Pride 48s. If not, she hadn't missed many. Y'all, she is part of the girls from nowhere. Y'all, I am talking about the one and only Zombie Girl TJ. Big Fatty, we love Zombie Girl TJ. We do indeed. Y'all, on the latest greetings from nowhere, yo, she's already planning her gay crema costume. Big Fatty. So y'all, if you see Ed Candelabra, Breaking Bad, that's the name of the show, Big Fatty, if you see Ed Candelabra or Zombie Girl TJ on the 20 or the Faceface, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they both get a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Walks around the neighborhood. Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends. And then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, that famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves a puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pair.
Fatty, I love Fatty the Pooh. It's true, and y'all, that's y'all totally original. Never heard before by that frequency. And frequency, thank you so much for that. It touches me. Very vulgar. Y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, young Nicholas stopped by, and we had a nice visit, and y'all, there may have been a little rehearsal. As they say, and so it was just lovely, just lovely. And y'all, I watched the TV machine, and can't remember everything I watched or anything, but anyway, it was appropriate. Y'all, that's Savannah Guthrie. Oh yes, Big Fatty. She's the host of the Jeopardy for the next 2 weeks, and she was okay. But you know, all of them are just okay on their first couple of days doing the thing. Y'all slept like a baby, Big Fatty. Those sheets still need washing, and I woke up before 6 a.m. in the morning. I couldn't believe it. So I just got up and TT'd and went back to bed and finally got out of the love chamber right before 7 a.m. in the morning. Had my coffee, did the newspaper. The Sudoku was just fine. And y'all, that I was off on my morning nipple walk. Hot as blue blazes, let me just tell you. I shouldn't say it's hot. Well, it's hot, but y'all, the humidity. I saw Veritable Virgo said, oh, the humidity is terrible. It's like 77%. Well, y'all, in Fat Acres, if the humidity is at 77%, we're reaching for the chapstick. Our lips have dried out so much. But anyway, y'all did some running around today, and came back here. Y'all, Hortensia came today, so the villa is all prepared and clean for the Nip's arrival. And y'all, I honest to hydrogen, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
With Big Fatty, oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he hangs out with all his gays. Very catchy, Fatty. Very, very catchy. We like it. We approve.
Harley approves, too.
Have a nice day. How do I hang this thing up?
Right there? Okay.
Yeah, guys, y'all, that, of course, is the Enormous Boys. And y'all, by the way, young Nicholas has arrived. While Holly and Casey were speaking to you then, and say hi to young Nicholas.
Hi, young Nicholas.
Okay, and Holly and Casey, thank you so much for that call. always lovely to hear from you. And y'all, I also got an e-letter from them that I've been holding, talking about the song and the Nipper Walks. And y'all, they've sent a picture of the the RCA record, old fashioned record player with the big horn on it, and the puppy dog looking into it. You know that, I don't know if you knew this or not, but it was called his master's voice, or something like that. And y'all, the dog's name was Nipper. And they say, hey, Big Freddy, we are casting our vote. Is this a potential contest? No. I'm sorry. Is this potential content? Absolutely. Oh, and it says, we are enormously advocating for you to abandon Nipper Walks and embrace Nipper Walks as your new music expertly crafted by Frequency states, we love Nipper, the RCA Victor dog of his master's voice. Notoriety. Y'all, I was not reading from that when I was quoting that earlier. And you are the master of Nipper Walks, and very likely just the master, and they're delusional, enormously delusional. Affectionately and enormously, Casey and Harley. Well, boys, thank you so much for that, and it's always lovely to hear from you. And well, who knows? There may be, you know, we may make old Nipper today's show art. Being that, that would be lovely. Y'all, I don't have time for any more voice letters, even though I've got several more. But y'all, I wanted to tell you a couple of things. Y'all, I was out pushing the trash out. Fatty, you were pushing yourself out? No, the as Scotty would say, the wheelie bin. Out to, no, I wasn't. What was I doing? Oh, I was carrying the trash out to the wheelie bin because Tuesday was pickup day, and y'all, at the house right behind me, y'all, there was a new face, and it was a young man. He's Mexican of some sort. I think he's Asian Mexican, and y'all, he and his wife have just moved in. Y'all, I never really knew the folks that used to live there. They just kept him themselves. But y'all, he's young guy, probably in his 20s, maybe very early 30s. But he and his wife just moved here from the City of Angels, Los Angeles. And y'all, he works for the Goggle. I couldn't believe it. But y'all, just as nice as he could be. And Big Fatty, you were creeping on him. No, I was not creeping on him. But y'all, it's nice to be surrounded by the young uns. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear, guess it, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, I'll be heading to lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, over at the famous toastery. Y'all don't know what I'm going to have this week. And y'all, then the Bonzies, y'all not gonna buy too much. Big Fatty, you said too, we'll see. And y'all, I'll look through the sneak peek and nothing to peek at. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the enormous boys. And guys, what do you do when you're a horn?
Oh, the moment it pops, it's a little melancholy, but it's also a little happy.
Oh, yes, like a happy ending when you touch yourself inappropriately. Big Fatty, that's vulgar.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.